Yeah, we have no sound. Hello? Testing. There we go. Well, this is our first time at the school, and it's always a pleasure to come and pick some for some new folks, and I'll bet there's a couple of people here that's heard us play before. Am I sitting too wrong with the audience here? I'd like to say that these sets we do are just as informal as we are. I don't know how to do any other kind of a program other than just to be informal. Though you come to my living room. I couldn't quite get you all in my living room, I don't believe, though. Old-time music has been a part of my life since I can remember up till, well, when it sort of faded out in our part of the country. And then there was a period there when I worked in a country swing group and kind of got away from it till the so-called folk revival came back. When that happened, somebody says, you got something to offer, boy, you ought to get out there and try it. And namely, Mr. Ralph Rensselaer told me that, and over my better judgment, I tried it. Some of the people I remember hearing on the earlier phonograph records were Al Hopkins and the Buckle Busters, along with... I don't know what kind of buckles they busted. That's what they call the group. Along with the Carter family and Jimmy Rogers and Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers and you name them, just about every one of them you can think of. Doc Walsh, Clarence Ashley, and the Tar Heels. Oh, gosh. Anyhow, amongst those songs, then there was... A whole bushel of songs that I learned from friends and relatives. Here's a tune that Al Hopkins and the boys used to play, and it's called Hey, Miss Liza, Pretty Little Gal. Went up on the mountain, and I give my horn a blow. Little Liza say, yonder comes my beau. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal. Hey, Miss Liza Jane. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal. I'm riding on that train. I took old Dick and Dinah and hitched them to the train to get me a barrel of lasses to sweeten Liza Jane. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal. Hey, Miss Liza Jane. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal, riding on my train. Miss Liza, she's bending over the tub, man. The more I ask her to marry me, the harder she did scrub. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal. Hey, Miss Liza Jane. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal, riding on my train. I got her all excited and she spilled the water. Through the fence, and it was my Liza Jane. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal. Hey, Miss Liza Jane. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal, riding on my train.
You're matching that on, I don't believe. Tap it and freeze him a quick.
And then there was the good old blues sound in the old-time music, as well as fun songs. I'd like to do one fun song here from the old days, and then we'll follow that up with the blues. Can't leave out. Here's one that's typical of some of the tall tales that the boys used to tell when they gathered up for corn shuckings and whatnot. This one's... stretches the imagination somewhat in the form of a song. It's called I Was Born About 10,000, one version says, another one about 6,000 years ago. It's a long time. nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw old King Pharaoh's daughter find little Moses on the water, and I can whip the man that says it isn't so. I saw Jonah, I saw Noah when he built that famous ark. I slipped into it one night when it got dark. I saw Jonah swallowing the whale, and I pulled a lion's tail. I'll slap the man that says it isn't so. I'm an educated man to get more sense within my head I've planned. Well, I've been on earth so long, and I used to sing a song while all of them old-timers took their stand. Solomon his little ABCs. Through all his books I tutored him with ease. Then I sailed out on the bay with Methuselah one day, and I plaited his flowing whiskers in the breeze. There's a dragon in the brine. I'm an educated man to get more sense within my head I've planned. Well, I've been on earth so long, and I used to sing a little song while all of them old timers took their stand. Elizabeth fell dead in love with me. We was married in Milwaukee secretly. Then I took her out and shook her, and I went with General Hooker to fight mosquitoes down in Tennessee. I seen old Satan as he searched that garden door, the old booger. I saw Adam and Eve driven from the door. When the apples they were eating from the bushes I was peeping, I can prove it from the man that ate the corn. I saw Cain when he killed Abel with his spade. I know the game was poker that they played. I was hit behind the shrub when he smashed him with that club. Poor old Abel caught him a-cheating and then he is dead. I'm an educated man to get more sense within my head I've planned. Well, I've been on earth so long, and I used to sing a little song while all of them old-timers took their stand. There's another style of playing guitar back in the early days. I'll tell you a little story about some of the boys that first saw a guitar. Some of the boys in the southern Appalachian area had never seen anything fretted, and all of the instruments they'd ever had was just the little old fretless five-string to pick on, or a fiddle, you know. When the guitar found its way in down there, some of the boys that first got a hold of them filed out about the first seven frets here and played it like a homemade banjo. They couldn't figure out what the heck they stuck them bars in that wood across. They're supposed to have been smooth, you know. Now, give me the D. Speaking of the other way of playing the guitar, usually if you tune one in an open tuning, you're always ready to play it with a bottleneck or a steel bar, pocket knife, what have you. A tune that was first recorded, as far as I know, by a group that called themselves the Mississippi Sheiks. They probably thought this up. It's a sort of a jug band group. I think it was five or six of the boys. A tune called Setting on Top of the World. When I got ready to learn this tune, I thought, well, I'll not learn it with a bottleneck, and it'll have that much less junk to carry around in my pocket, you know. Setting on Top of the World. I'll play this one for John Delgado. Boy, didn't that make a terrible noise. Boy, if he got that on his tape, I bet that broke it. And anybody else that likes the good old time blues. Mm-hmm. 'Cause in the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me. Lord, she went away. And now she's gone, and I don't weary. Lord, I'm setting on top of the world. Going down to the station, down in the yard. Gonna catch me a freight train. I've been a-working too hard. And now she's gone, and I don't weary. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. If you don't like my peaches, shake my tree and get out of this orchard and let my peaches be. And now she's gone and I don't weary. Lord, I'm setting on top of the world. Don't you come here running, holding out your hand. I'm gonna get me a woman like you got your man. Now she's gone, and I don't weary. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. She's so deep and wide, and the girl that I love, Lord, she's on the other side. And now she's gone, and I don't weary. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world.
This family, right here. Okay.
Yeah. If you'll cue me there now, I'll get tuned back in the right key. That's part of the fault of having to play them old time tunes in a different tune. You have to wear your audience's ear out of for a second or two there, or maybe a minute, getting the thing tuned. Usually I get nervous when I start tuning, and then I can't do it. Sometimes Merle takes a notion to play a little bit of the good finger style, that sweet and easy style that the late John Hurt used to pick. We got one old blues tune here. We'll put two of them right together. This is a different kind of finger style from what I did on Setting on Top of the World. In fact, I'm going to throw away my thumb pick. Now I ain't going to pick much of nothing on this, but I will sing it. The bluegrass groups of today have speeded this up, and they call it the Lonesome Road Blues. But the old recording I heard of it, first heard, was called Going Down the Road Feeling Bad, and it went kind of slow, so you had time to say all them words, you know. And I'll get to a flat pick tune for. I'll not cheat you. Some of these guitar fans, I wish he'd play one of them flat pick tunes. Well, I will admit it. And every one of you is pray and hope that my voice don't quit before we get out of this concert. Sorry, I think I picked up something today. Some work. Namely, in that cold wind over there. What was the name of that place this morning? San Rafael, yeah. Well, here's a tune called Going Down the Road Feeling Bad. Merle's gonna lead it off. Can you folks in the back hear his guitar? To do a little bit of an old-time fiddle tune. This is the most requested flat pick tune that I have ever picked, I think. And it's called The Black Mountain Rag.
We must have a fan or two here,
huh? I don't need it quite that close. Back off just a little now. Might knock the speaker down back there.
Thank you.
There's a young gentleman here named Oakie Adams that makes some of the finest Fraylin banjos. And I haven't had that much experience with his bluegrass banjos, but I picked a little bit on one. They're good, too. But I like this and favor this one over the rest of them because it sounds so doggone good and old-timey. Is that a good one? Now, Oakie Adams is a good friend of mine. I've been trying to figure out a way to steal this banjo, but I can't. He watches me too close. But he said he'd make one just like it for me, and I told him if it wasn't just like it, I'd take this one. The first instrument I ever owned was a little fretless homemade banjo that my dad made for me, like one of them I was talking about a minute ago. I never did file the frets out in their guitar, though. And the first tune I ever heard my dad pick was a little tune called The Ramblin' Hobo. And he must have been a happy boy, you know. The prettiest old-time love song that I ever heard in my life was a song that I learned from a lady, Mrs. Dolly Greer, that lives pretty close to where we do. And it's called A Rovin' on a Winter's Night. The old boy's losing his best girl. He's not sure to whom he's losing her. He has to make a trip. He doesn't give you the reason in the song, but he knows when he gets back she ain't gonna be his no longer. Oh, that's close enough for country music. Let's do it. And a drinking good old wine, thinking all about that pretty little girl that's broke this heart of mine. She is just like some butter rose that blooms in the month of June, are like some musical instrument that's just been laid light in. Perhaps it's a trip to a foreign land, a trip to France or Spain. But if I should go 2,000 miles, I'm a coming back again. And it's who's going to shoot your poor little feet, and who will glove your little hands, who's gonna kiss your sweet, sweet lips, honey, who's going to be your man? I'll love you till the sea runs dry and the rocks all melt in the sun. I'll love you till the day I die, though you will never be my own. A roving on a winter's night and drinking good old wine, thinking all about that pretty little girl that's broke this heart of mine.
Howdy, Tom Billy.
Here's an old-time ballad that I used to hear my grandmother sit around and churn, or whatever she might be doing, mending or something, and sing this when I was just a little boy. And I had to do a little thinking to remember the words and the melody exactly the way she sang it. And I found out the only way you can remember these things is just relax, you know, and it'll come to you. If you try hard, you can't remember a thing about it. I deem this as close to the original as you could get. They say Frank Proffitt's is the original, but my grandmother said she could remember Tom Dooley's folks, his mother, so we'll leave it at that. I won't argue anymore. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed little Laurie Foster and you know you're bound to die. You left her by the roadside when you begged to be excused. You left her by the roadside, there you hid her clothes and shoes. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed little Laurie Foster and you know you're bound to die. Took her on the hillside for to make her your wife. You took her on the hillside and there you took her life. You dug that grave 4 feet long and you dug it 3 feet deep. You rolled the coal clay over her and tromped it with your feet. Hang it, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed little Laurie Foster and you know you're bound to die. Trouble, oh, this trouble, it's rolling o'er my breast. As long as I'm a living, boys, they're never gonna let me rest. I know they're going to hang me, tomorrow I'll be dead. Though I never even harmed a hair on poor little Laurie's head. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed little Laurie Foster and you know you're bound to die. In this world and one more, then reckon where I'll be. it hadn't been for Grace and boys, I'd be in Tennessee. You can take down my old violin and play it all you please, for at this time tomorrow, it'll be of no use to me. Hang it, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You kill little Laurie Foster, and you know you're bound to die. We come now to the gospel music of that day and age, and I'd like to do one that's sort of has a little bit of a rhythm to it, you know, a spiritual type song or a jubilee song. Some people have referred to these kind of songs. Every time I do this tune, I imagine one of those old southern boys preaching to his congregation, and he's got a few boys in there that's a little bit worldly, and he wants to get a little message across to them without making them too mad, so he tries to thread in a little good humor without getting too far away from the straight-faced gospel, you know. The song's called Open Up Them Pearly Gates for Me. Good, you're in fine shape right there. Now listen, all you sinners, if you want to go to heaven, heaven, you better get right down on your knees and pray. All you gambling sinners, you better quit saying 7-Eleven, you better get ready for to meet that judgment day. Open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates for me. When you hear that trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last, open up them pearly gates for me. I've done had a vision, seen them pearly gates closing, and I've seen you sinners all outside. You'd better make your decision, and pray that you'll be chosen, chosen. It'll be too late when you've laid down and died. Open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates for me. When you hear that trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me. Better go out to that chicken roost and ask yourself an honest question, and the good Lord's gonna know it if you lie. You'd better turn all them chickens loose, or you're gonna die from indigestion when you eat that stolen chicken pie. Open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates for me. When you hear that trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me. You'd better take that old keg of gin and dump it every bit right in the river, and don't you let old Satan stay your hand. For if you fill it up again, it's gonna eat a hole right in your liver, and the gates won't open when you reach that promised land. Open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates for me. When you hear that trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me. I'd like to kind of ease on up along in the music now and do a version of a song. Actually, it's not the original version that Roy Acuff put together on this. Long in the 30s, Roy got started for a gent in Knoxville, Tennessee. Had a big old store. They called it the Cas Walker Radio Show or something like that, or the Cas Walker something. Anyway, that's where Roy Acuff got his start. They're playing in that big store when they'd have those live programs, you know, selling all those groceries. It's supposed to have been better prices. Wonder what the quality was. I always wonder about these big sales, you know. Anyway, long about the time Roy went to Nashville and got on the Grand Ole Opry, he put together a song, or a boy that worked with him, they say, put this together. I haven't had this verified, but that's what they tell me Roy says about the song. A song called The Streamline Cannonball. I'm getting this mixed up with the Wabash Cannonball. I'm going to the Streamline Cannonball. Pardon me. This Wabash Cannonball, Streamline Cannonball, were recorded about by Roy about 6 or 8 months apart. And Roy wrote Streamline Cannonball. Now, I didn't like the way Roy recorded it. It was sort of a waltz time. I didn't think that fitted a good old-fashioned streamline train that's going to take you home right quick. And Roy's version went, she moves along like a cannonball, like a star in its heavenly flight. The lonesome sound from the whistle you love as she travels through the night. That was supposed to be an Oswald on the Dobro, but I can't do that very well on this thing here. Anyway, I decided it ought to be speeded up a little, so I played it like this. It's a long steel rail and a short cross tie. I'm on my way back home. I'm on that train, the king of them all. It's the Streamline Cannonball. She moves along like a cannonball, like a star in its heavenly flight. The lonesome sound from the whistle you love as she travels through the night. The headlight beams out in the night, and the firebox flash you can't see. I ride the blinds, it's the life that I love. Lord, it's home sweet home to me. I can see a smile on the engineer's face, and although he's old and gray, a contented heart, he waits for his call on that streamlined cannonball. He moves along like a cannonball, like a star in its heavenly flight. The lonesome sound from the whistle you love as she travels through the night. Travels through the night. 1932, the Delmore brothers started out as just young fellers in their late teens. Before you know it, they were Nashville and had them a great big radio show, a spot on the Opry and another show before the Grand Ole Opry come on Saturday nights. They had a little radio program there that lasted about 30 minutes for the people that made Duckhead Overhauls. I'm expounding on country music tonight, ain't I? Did you know that in John Delgado? Well, they did. I forgot which one of the boys imitated the duck, but he done a pretty good job when they talk about the Duckhead Overhauls and the little theme they done. Anyway, they were playing songs like Coon in the Hickory Tree and Possum in the Hickory Tree and Raccoon on the Ground or something like that. Some kind of one of those country tunes from the hills of Alabama. And then they done a 4 or 5... those funny kind of tunes, and they had a bushel of good blues and some good old heart songs. Remember one, The Little Blind Child, that they put out. No Drunkard Can Enter There. I'll name you a few of the songs that I bet you never heard of by the Delmore Brothers. Another one was You're Gonna Be Sorry for What You Done. I kind of like that. Let's pick that one, son, and then I'll play them something quick and devilish to wind this half up with, and we'll let everybody rest their ears. You don't know what you're doing, leaving me here alone. And I don't feel like living, just knowing you'll be gone. You're gonna be sorry for what you've done. You say you love another, but I know you love well. And someday you'll be thinking of someone beside yourself. You're gonna be sorry for what you've done. I went to the gypsy to get my fortune told. And what that gypsy told me, Lord, it grieved my weary soul. You're gonna be sorry for what you've done. That gypsy told me, darling, we'd always be apart. I still love you truly, but you broke my heart. You're gonna be sorry for what you've done. Laugh while I am crying. Someday your time will come. A time when you'll be lonesome and wish you could come home. You're gonna be sorry for what you've done. You don't know what you're doing, leaving me here alone. And I don't feel like living, just knowing that you're gone. You're gonna be sorry for what you've done. I'd like to end this half with another harmonica tune here. Bother Merle there and make him use his cheater again. I'm going to make Merle pick about three or four on the next set to make up for he ain't picked but one on this whole set. He's been doing a fine job of backing up and filling up all them holes I've been leaving. Boy. I'd like to do one here called Fly Around My Pretty Little Pink. It's a good old tune that my good friend Clint Howard used to sing, and Fred Price played the tar out of it on the fiddle. Well, I can't do as good a harmonica work on it as Fred did with the fiddle, but I'll play it maybe enough so you can tell what it is. There's about 19 versions of this. Bill Monroe does a version that he calls Shady Grove, which is almost the same melody. Fly around my pretty little pink, fly around my daisy. Slighted me and you broke my heart and just about drove me crazy. Wish I was an apple hanging on a tree. When my pretty girl come along, she'd take a little bite of me. Oh, fly around my pretty little pink, fly around my daisy. Slighted me and you broke my heart and just about drive me crazy. Every time that I go home, I try my best to please her. The harder I try, the worse she gets. I better if I don't leave her. Fly around my pretty little pink, fly around my daisy. Slide me and you broke my heart and just about drive me crazy. Yonder stands that pretty little girl, and she's all dressed in red. I look down and I seen her feet and wish my wife was dead. Oh, fly around my pretty little pink, fly around my daisy. Slide me and you broke my heart, just about drive me crazy. I forgot that verse. Fly around my pretty little pink, fly around my daisy. You slighted me and you broke my heart, just about drive me crazy. Every time I walk this road, it's always dark and cloudy. Every time I see that pretty little girl, I'll stop and tell her howdy. Fly around my pretty little pink, fly around my daisy. You slighted me and you broke my heart, just about drive me crazy.
I'll tell them that, 20 minutes.
Okay. We'll be back in about 15 or 20 minutes.